Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, it's always interesting to find new words, I guess, that will say precisely what you mean.
Right, or words that had been around and are gone. Joe Gilliard has done that. He's the author of The Little Book of Lost Words, Collywobbles, Snollygosters, and 86 Other Surprisingly Useful Terms Worth Resurrecting. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Why did you decide to undertake this endeavor?
Well, you know, I noticed after working for a couple of years on my website, History Hustle, anytime I would make a post about an old word or dig up an old word and talk about it, people really seem to like that. And so from my experience of people really, really enjoying these old words, bringing them back, finding new uses for them, it seemed like it would make a really great book.
So, you know, do I hear a cat?
Yes.
Did you come across another word for a cat, you know, crying or whatever it is?
Good question. Yeah, that's my Grimalkin right here, my Grimalkin.
Oh, see, okay, so what's that? That's a cat.
That's a cat, right. There's multiple words for cat that have come up across history.
you know who's big at using those kind of words, and I love the guy, even though he's long gone. That was W.C. Fields.
Right.
A lot of times he used words like this. That, you know, you had to look up, and now we've got your book, so now we can.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so let's go over some of these for fun. Collywobbles. That would be
right.
Feeling, what, like intestinal distress or what?
That's kind of like the nervous feeling you feel before doing something important. So it's a little bit more specific word than we might have today. So you might say you have the collywobbles if you're, you know, right before a job interview.
Snollygoster is a dishonest politician. Go ahead.
Gee.
Throw that one out there.
Yeah. So clearly all throughout history, we'll have plenty of people finding a use for that word, right? That word actually comes from American slang. So there was a snollygaster was believed to be an American mythic creature that would eat children and animals. And so you have this word morphed into a word to describe a politician. It's kind of a
Seems
natural
right.
evolution.
By the way, what did we use? Matt, you were talking about some word that Joe and I were using. Skullduggery. I can't remember what it was. Chicanery.
Chicanery.
Yeah, that's a word you don't hear much anymore.
Chicanery. Well, that one's not in the book. So maybe you could tell me something about
that. No, it's just like fooling around. It's kind of, I don't know what exactly
right.
it would be. Let's see what we have here. Humbuggery. Kind of like humbuggery in a sense.
Yeah, that's a fun one to say.
Where do these come from? You were saying some of these were from America, but do they originate in other places? For example, England comes to mind?
Oh, gosh, yeah. A great many of them do come from England, and it's really just so centuries of people just making up words. You have people on the streets. You have slang and criminal slang. You have medical terminology, of course, jargon specific to a certain occupation, or you just have people like the Brits were famous for this, just combining words
yes.
together to make new words like Shakespeare did, things that rhyme, and just being silly. So quite a wide variety of sources.
Well, one of the things that I do believe, if you'll notice, there's like word inflation in certain specialties. You were talking about the lingo. So, for example, when my dad was a doctor, and whenever I wanted to get out of gym because I had a cold, it became an upper respiratory infection, you see.
Right.
Because that sounds far more serious than a cold. You know?
Oh, well, exactly.
How did you cut it down to 88 terms?
Well, it wasn't easy. We probably had 200 or 300 of these words, and, you know, book editors.
God. You know, and the other thing, just the lingo thing, back to that for a minute. You know, when did teacher become educator? I mean, I thought teacher was a pretty noble profession, actually. But now you have to be an educator?
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. And watch, you know, you may see it come back. You see these kind of trends in one direction until it becomes worn out, and then it swings back the other way.
How long did you work on this, Joe?
Oh, goodness. Oh,
your entire life.
Yeah, really. Just about.
Well, so what happens? Okay, so you go out, and Joe and I were talking about this a bit. You know, let's say you go out and you say mumpsimus. Okay,
right.
This person is a mumpsimus, and right. If you use that word, you'd get killed.
You think so?
Well, yeah, just because it's so highfalutin. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
And phi.
Yeah, you're right. But then you have an opportunity to explain to them what it means.
Oh, here's a great one, phi. That's been,
there you go.
That's Shakespeare. I think I can go there.
There you go.
Fie upon you, he shouted at the driver. Who's
that one may have got you killed you know what, in the 14th century.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Now you could do it and probably get away from it, and they might even think it means something entirely different. It's kind of like that.
There you go.
Kind of like that guy that was in D.C., I think it was, and he was talking about the budget being somewhat niggardly. And,
right.
You know, one of the people took offense because they thought it was racist, but it's not.
Right.
You know, so
right, exactly.
You're kind of at the mercy of other people's. Well, okay, so that's that. Hey, if people want to buy the book, you can find it probably just about anywhere in the world, can you not?
Pretty much. Anywhere on Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble or your independent bookstore.
You know, I think Joe and I, since we're almost off the air in 3 minutes, be time for some Downdrins.
There you go. Yeah,
that
sounds just
afternoon
right.
Drinks. For us, it's afternoon.
I could use one at 9:01. I don't have to wait until the afternoon.
Well, that's our afternoon, Joe.
Yes, it is pretty much.
Hey, it's great talking to you.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Is Lost
you
Words.
Too.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for being on. Oh,
chicanery, by the way, is the deception by the artful subterfuge or sophistry.
Well, that's what we do here.
Trickery.
That's what we do.
Yeah, pretty much. Every day for 3.5 hours. Some days it works better than others. Today, maybe not so much. But
you think mirth still works? Mirth and merriment?
Oh, absolutely. Mirth and merriment always work.
Okay, there's
how could mirth and merriment not work?
I don't see.
I don't think there's a circumstance where they wouldn't.
I'm just trying to think. You know, some of these, I don't know that I would ever use in mixed company.
I don't think I'd use any of the words that you've just mentioned in any company.
Okay, how about.
I'm going to be honest.
How about fop doodle?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.